the Lord said, pray that you enter not into temptation. How many times have you prayed? It doesn't matter what kind of missiles he sends out against you. With your shield of faith, that means faith is a shield. Satan can play the game with you until you take your sword of the Spirit, which is the Rhema. This is the day to build your faith strong. Don't wait for the evil day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Stick to the Word. As our dear man of God always says, when you stick to the Word, you will come back with a testimony. This program is designed to help you grow in the Word of God and to be established in God's Word. My name is Sister Chichi, and with me on set today is...
My name is Brother Hugo. Welcome, everyone. It's a pleasure to be with you today in your home, sharing the Word of God. Our deepest thanks and to our man of God, Pastor Chris, for your Love World specials. The teachings are awesome. And people of God, I believe that you've been impacted by the program. So we would love to hear from you. Kindly go to King's Chat and leave us your testimonies on the Love World USA platform. And of course, many thanks to our dear and highly esteemed woman of God, Pastor Ose Oyakhilome, the director of Love World Networks. Thank you so much, ma'am.
You can also download our Alpha TV app on your mobile devices. Hallelujah. And on that app, you can learn the Word of God. You'll encounter so many messages that can transform you, edify you, and build you up. So kindly download the app today, praise God, if you haven't done it yet. So for now, kindly just take your notebooks, take your pen, and listen to this message by our dear man of God, Pastor Chris.
Galatians chapter 4. Let me show you something here. Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. My little children. See, he's not talking about nepios here. He's talking about, he says, my dear ones. They're like children. Okay? So, he says, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Do you understand that? It says, until Christ be formed in you. Because they have been swayed from one side of carnality to another by different leaders who brought the messages of the flesh. And so they had been weakened. And he wrote to them, he said, who had bewitched you? Who had bewitched you to go in this direction? This is my little children, of whom I travel in birth again until Christ. So he's interceding for them that Christ be formed. That means that they take on the character of Christ. They walk in the knowledge of Christ until in such a way that people see them and say, oh, this man is a Christian. Jesus is in this man. It's in this woman. Christ is in you. That's Christ is formed in you. Now he's revealed through you. This is God's purpose. So they have been carnally minded. They have been in the flesh. Not going in the right direction.
Welcome. Welcome back. That was so awesome. Thank you so much, Pastor, sir. And people of God, we want to go into the message for today, you know, from our notes, because there's just quite a lot to share, you know? Pastor had began by talking about the fact that some people don't know even why Jesus came. Mm. And the mystery of Christ is what we're on. And the subject helps us to learn and understand what Jesus came to do. Did he actually accomplish what he came to do? Did he achieve his purpose? Did he win? And there are three occasions, you know, where Jesus in his prayer to the Father says, Father, I have finished the work that you asked me to do. Then on the cross, he said, it is finished. Then thirdly, the Bible says he ascended and is sitting at the right hand of the Father. You know, and Pastor says, you don't sit until you're done, you know? So, and that's the thing. These three separate occasions let us know that Jesus actually fulfilled his purpose. He accomplished the work. And he said so himself, and he was demonstrated for us in these three different occasions. So the problem that has been with most Christians is that most don't know that why Jesus came, okay? The general consensus, of course, which we hear from time to time is that, oh, Jesus came to die for my sins, you know? Oh, Jesus came to die for my sins. And Pastor said something quite interesting. He said, if that is all that Jesus came to do, then he failed. Because some folks, some good Christian folks, they're still sinning.
Yeah.
And he came to do something better than that. You know, saving us from our sins was a means to an end. Hallelujah. You know, he had to do that, saving us from our sin, in order for him to accomplish the real reason why he came. See? So nobody knew why Jesus came. The prophets prophesied about it without knowing really what they were saying.
Yes.
They spoke as, you know, the Bible says, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God. Now, the thing is, Jesus even gave a parable as to why he came. If you can remember that parable that Jesus gave about the man that discovered a treasure in a field, and he went and sold what he had and bought the whole field. He bought the whole field.
Praise God.
Imagine if it was you. You discovered a treasure in a piece of land. Let's say the land is filled with gold and diamonds. You wouldn't tell me about it, would
no,
you? You just go buy the land. So,
no way.
You know, and that is the thing that Jesus was given in parable. So people of God, don't go anywhere. Sit tight. We'll be right back after this short break.
If you haven't subscribed to Alpha TV, what are you waiting for? Get all the TV and radio stations. Watch movies you really want to see. And explore the video on demand feature for your favorite programs. Alpha TV is available on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and LoveWorld App Store. Prepare to be entertained and inspired like never before. Download the app, explore Alpha TV, and subscribe today.
Welcome back to Stick to the Word. We know you're being blessed right now and you're being transformed as you listen to the words of truth. Hallelujah. If you have any testimony or any comment or any words to thank our man of God, Pastor Chris, kindly go to our King Chat page, look for the Love World USA page, and send your comment there. Express yourself. Tell us how much you're being blessed by the Word of God. And if you don't have the Alpha TV app, now is the time. Please get it right now on the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store and get to know more of Pastor's messages and be blessed, be transformed by the Word of God we have there to give to you. Hallelujah. So please do that right now. Praise God. I'm going to go back to the mystery of Christ. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So we're talking about why Jesus Christ came.
Right.
Let me read a scripture in John 10, verse 10, where he said some very amazing words. He said something very remarkable. He said that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, I am come, purpose, that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. That is eternal life.
Praise
God. So I'm saying over and over and over again that as a child of God, you receive eternal life into your spirit when you get born again. You are changed when you get born again. Divinity takes over your entire being when you get born again.
Praise.
That is also why he came, to give you this supernatural life so that you don't live the ordinary life as many do.
You know.
This life is the eternal life of God.
You know, Pastor God made reference of this in the message titled The Three Cardinal Gifts of God. That Jesus brought three gifts, the gift of eternal life, then the gift of righteousness, then the gift of the Holy Spirit. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes, praise God. So it's very important that as God's people know that you have eternal life You have the gift of righteousness and the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Eternal life not measured in longevity. Eternal life measured in the quality of life, the life of God.
Hallelujah.
You know,
hallelujah.
Because, oh, oh dear. You know, when we begin to talk about these truths, you can feel, you can perceive, I don't want to use the word feel, you can perceive the presence of God, the Word of God bubbling in your, from your innermost being. And see, Ephesians chapter 3 from verses 3 and 4 and 5 is the, let me quickly read it for us. Ephesians chapter 3 from verses 3, 4 and 5. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So Pastor was saying, in other ages, it was not made known to the sons of men. They had no clue, you know. And at that time, Jesus, all the time, when he came, nobody knew about what he came to do. They prophesied, and over 500 prophecies you will see in the Bible. And he fulfilled all of those. But something was hidden, which was the real purpose. Now, Satan had no clue. Pastor did mention this, because at a certain time, you see, Satan wanted to kill Jesus. Then he changed his mind and said, let's leave him. You will see this when he spoke to Peter and said, how would you want to go kill yourself? Don't go, Lord, you know? And that was Satan, because Jesus rebuked him. So you will see the sharp rebuke in the scriptures where Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, talking to Peter, the Pope. But he said, get thee behind me, Satan. But that was Satan being confused as to whether he should kill him. Even before Pontius Pilate said, don't you know I have the power to to release you? And Jesus said, you do not have any right over me. It's the people that brought me here. I don't blame you, but the people that brought me here.
That means,
you know?
That means we are the wisdom of God, right? And
right.
Satan doesn't know everything. He doesn't know all things.
That means
we are always over him. We are always ahead of him because we are the wisdom of God.
Always.
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 Yeah.
Now, Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. Colossians chapter 1, verses 26. To 27 is another key scripture that it is pertinent to read. Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
Christ inside of you.
Hallelujah.
The hope of glory.
Yes.
Christ in you and you in Christ. There's a message by our man of God. All you have to do is, you know, download the Alpha TV app and make use of those wonderful materials.
And Pastor mentioned that this is the real mystery. Christ in you is the real mystery. Because Christ in you is God in you, his anointing in you, his eternal life in you, his rightness in you, that is a hope of glory.
The hope.
Because then you are showing for the glory of God, the expression of God, the excellency of God, the power of God.
Hallelujah.
That is the real mystery, Christ in you. Hallelujah.
Now, another key scripture that Pastor references, Ephesians chapter 3 and from verse 14, it's that prayer by the Apostle Paul. Mm-hmm. And if you notice his use of words, he says, Pastor says, notice the prayer is for for the Ephesian saints. Mm-hmm. And if it's good for the Ephesian saints, it's also good for us in this present day. Mm-hmm. Meaning that he has understood this, the Apostle Paul has understood this, mm-hmm. that by his spirit in your inner man, you are strengthened. Let me read it real quickly. For this cause, mm-hmm. I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Wow. It's in the inner man. So that every time you're praying, you don't fall asleep. You're full of power. Hallelujah. With supernatural ability. Hallelujah. By the spirit of God in your inner man. You are strengthened with supernatural ability. Hallelujah. He isn't saying that Christ should come inside. He is letting you understand that this is the work of the faith of God that has been granted you through the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Christ is already in your heart. Praise God.
Praise God.
So, but as you are meditating and thinking of this scripture, just sit tight. You know, we're coming back and we'll continue along these lines. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this short break.
I kinda like you.
Alpha.
Welcome back to Stick to the Word, the program designed to help you grow in God's Word. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And if you have any comments, any testimonies, kindly leave us a comment on our Kingshirt page. Hallelujah.
Praise
and if you don't have an Alpha TV app, now is the set time. Please download it on your devices and be blessed and transformed by the Word of God being shown and displayed on that platform. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'll continue from where my dear brother ended. Pastor was talking about being strengthened with might by the spirit in our inner man. And the might in us is the miracle working ability of the spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
That might is at work in us. And Pastor mentioned about this in the seven spirits of God, the spirit of might. This yes. might always gives you strength when you feel you don't have any strength left. And it also helps you to pray because he's inside you to help you. He's inside you to show you what to do, how to do what to do. And as God's child, you have to pray. You have to speak in tongues. And at times you get so tired, you get home from work, you're like, I just want to go to bed. But then, no, he'll be like, just pray. So he then helps you to get down on your knees and pray, no matter how much you're tired, because yes, you have to pray as a child of God. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And he also helps you to be unshakable. That no matter what comes your way, the Spirit of God inside you helps you to stand strong.
Hallelujah.
That no storm can push you down because you now become like a solid rock that cannot be pushed down. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And then Christ formed through you, hallelujah, helps you to show forth the glory and the power of God at work in you. Because Christ in you, the hope of glory, helps you show forth the power of God and the strength of God and the excellency of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So you need to know the word of God for yourself. Pastor mentioned that it is not about having more faith. It's about knowledge, knowing the word of God, knowing who is inside you.
The question
God is inside you is knowledge. You have to know that you have God inside you to strengthen you, to help you, to propel you to do the impossible. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So know that you have the Holy Ghost inside you, and not in a small measure, but in the full measure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And is in you both to will and to do.
Of his good pleasure.
Of his good pleasure. So let his mind be in you that you have strength at work in your inner man. strength to help you, strength to lead you, strength to teach you, and to enable you as a child of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, as you were talking, there are several things. It's quite a lot. It's quite a lot. There's so much in the allotted time that we have that we can share. But I would strongly encourage you to go and download the app, the Alpha TV app, and subscribe if you haven't. Because Pastor, in Romans chapter 3, began to expound on the fact, and I'll read the scripture that he read, which is from verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Oh, dear Jesus. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we see something. Pastor explained this, and I'll read from my notes that now the Bible says that Jesus Christ has been set forth as the mercy seat. Elastereon is the Greek term for the mercy seat. You can see that in the Septuagint. Now, propitiation is a place of expiation. It means the mercy seat. The mercy seat, if you remember, is the lid that covered the ark. And on the mercy seat were the two cherubims of glory made of gold, covering, their wings were touching each other, you know, from the one end to the other end. Their wings were touching each other. Now, you have those two cherubims, and God will come in the cloud over the mercy seat, and the voice of God will be heard from over the mercy seat. Now, Jesus is that mercy seat, Pastor says. Jesus is the tabernacle, the temple of the living God. You remember when Jesus says, destroy this temple, and I'll build it in 3 days. And they said to him, it took us 40 and 6 years to build this temple, so what are you talking about? But Jesus is that tabernacle. Then he is the great high priest. Then Pastor taught that when Jesus, you know, the high priest of the Old Testament, he brings in the two goats. One is the scapegoat. The other is the lamb or the goat of sacrifice, right? Now, one is taken for the people and for the high priest, so the sins of the people, the sacrificial lamb that will be killed on the Day of Atonement. And the second one is the scapegoat. So Jesus is the goat for the sacrifice. Then he is the same Jesus is the scapegoat. Now, Jesus, the high priest, kills the goat for the offering, takes the blood with his fingers, just like the high priest of the Old Testament, and sprinkles it over the mercy seat. And he is the same mercy seat.
Praise God.
You know, it only brings to mind what the Bible says. There's so much to share from this, but it only brings to mind what the Bible says, that Jesus is the fullness, the fulfillment of the law.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. People of God, I want us to understand something, that it is important to be a Christian. Being a Christian is not being religious. If you are not born again today, I would like you to say these words after us. Mean it with your heart. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I come to you now.
I come to you now.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus died for my sins.
That Jesus died for my sins.
I believe that you rose him from the dead.
I believe that you rose him from the dead.
And he is seated at the right hand of God.
And he's seated at the right hand of God.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
that Jesus is my Lord.
That Jesus is my Lord.
I receive eternal life.
I receive eternal life.
I declare.
I declare.
I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
And from today.
And from today.
I am born again.
I am born again.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Now, this book is Now That You Are Born Again. You can call us with the number displayed on the screen, 855-378-9993. Sorry, I'll take the number again, 855-378-9993. Or email us. But do call us for a copy of this book. It's very important that you get a copy for yourself and you know exactly what now happens now that you are in the kingdom of God. Congratulations. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We will be coming to you again, same time, next day, tomorrow, on this wonderful program, Stick to the Word. Remember, when you stick to the Word, you will come back with a testimony. God bless you.
Thank you.